Yeah, both of these victims have had their Teslas for years, long before Elon Musk ever got into politics. But that's not stopping people from coming after them. One woman we spoke to was just driving down the road when all of a sudden an angry driver cut her off, got out of the vehicle, and assaulted her. And the whole thing was caught on camera. We've seen the violence building in cities across the country. Tesla vehicles set on fire in Las Vegas. Graffiti on Tesla cars in Colorado. A man caught on camera keying a Model X in Dallas. And now Tesla owners under attack in Arizona.
I'm just appalled. I didn't buy my car for a political statement. I bought my car because it's really fun to drive. And my politics have nothing to do with that. And I'm ashamed of our society and what they're doing.
This is video of a Tesla attack in Flagstaff last week. It shows a green car pulling up next to a Tesla on busy Route 66, then swerving in front to box the vehicle in. The driver then walks over to the 61-year-old woman in the Tesla and reportedly starts hitting her while she's behind the wheel.
I started to say, "You cut me off. What's your problem?" But I don't know how much of that got out, and he started to punch me with a closed fist.
At one point, the victim, who wants to hide her identity, says she bit the man's hand. Moments later, the passenger of the green car appears to walk over and pull the attacker away. They finally get back in their car and drive off. The incident is among the latest attacks on Arizona Tesla drivers being targeted because of the car they drive. We also spoke to a woman who told us she left a grocery store in Flagstaff recently and found a note on her car that said, "When she's a Nazi and a loser." A few weeks later, she received a threatening text calling her a racist POS.
It's wrong, it's deplorable, and I think they're just hurting people. They're not really hurting a company or Tesla.
Both of the Tesla owners targeted have recently signed up for a gun safety course at a gun range north of Flagstaff.
They were targeted because they drove a Tesla, and as a result of that, felt quite vulnerable. They were surprised that someone would actually do something like that and realize that if they are doing it and they're targeting them because of the car they drive, that they needed to take some additional measures to help protect themselves.
Now, the man accused of assaulting that woman in her Tesla has been cited and is scheduled to appear in court on Monday. We've also learned that a takedown Tesla campaign will kick into high gear this weekend, with more than 200 protests planned at Tesla dealerships around the world. Several of those protests are planned here in the Valley. Whether they remain peaceful, we'll let you know. Reporting live in Phoenix, Jason Berry for Arizona's Family.